This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Kyovik. Active ingredient, S, normal immunoglobulin, human. This leaflet provides important information about treatment with Kyovik. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Kyovik. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I treated with Kyovik? Kyovik contains the active ingredient human plasmid-derived immunoglobulin, IgG protein. Kyovik belongs to a class of medicines called immunoglobulins. These medicines contain human antibodies, which are also present in your blood. Antibodies help your body to fight infections. Immunoglobulins are used in patients who do not have enough antibodies in their blood and tend to get frequent infections. They can also be used in patients who need additional antibodies for the treatment of certain inflammatory disorders. The active component in Kyovik, immunoglobulin, is isolated from the plasma of human donors. As required by the regulatory authority, the viral DNA testing procedures for finding out whether the collected bloods contain infectious viruses have been incorporated in the process. Possible viruses which may be present in the donated blood include hepatitis A, B, and C, human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, and parvovirus B19. Further viral inactivation procedure has also been included during the manufacturing steps to reduce a potential viral transmission via Kyovik administration. A three-step viral inactivation/reduction has been applied during the manufacturing of Kyovik. Despite the stringent measures which have been put in place during the manufacturing processes, the risk of contamination by viral and other unknown agents cannot be completely eliminated. Kyovik is used for treatment of patients who do not have sufficient antibodies, replacement therapy, primary immunodeficiency disorders, disease, or medical treatment that leads to a lack of antibody production and frequent infection, secondary hypogammaglobulinemia, treatment of patients with certain inflammatory disorders, immunomodulation, idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura, ITP, a disease where patients do not have enough blood platelets, who are at high risk of bleeding, or prior to surgery, to correct the platelet count. Guillain-Barré syndrome, a disease with multiple inflammations of the nervous system of the whole body. Kawasaki disease, a disease which results in multiple inflammations of several organs. Chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyradiculoneuropathy, neuropathy, CIDP in adults. Multifocal motor neuropathy, a rare condition characterized by slow progressive asymmetrical weakness of limbs without sensory loss. What should I know before treatment with Kyovik? Warnings. Do not use Kyovik if you are hypersensitive, allergic to immunoglobulin, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are suffering from an immunoglobulin A deficiency, lack of IgA antibodies, you may have antibodies against immunoglobulin A in your blood. Since Kyovik contains small amounts of immunoglobulin A, you might develop an allergic reaction. Check with your doctor if you are suffering from an immunoglobulin A deficiency, have or have had any kidney problem, have or have ever had cerebrovascular disease, such as a stroke, or cardiovascular disease, such as a heart attack, or angina, including high blood pressure and narrowing or hardening of the arteries. Have any heart condition or problem. Are a smoker. Have previously had a blood clot in your legs, deep vein thrombosis, lungs, pulmonary embolism, or other parts of your body. Have immediate family members who have had blood clots in the legs, a heart attack, a stroke, or high cholesterol. Diabetes. Have any other medical conditions. Are taking the contraceptive pill or hormone replacement treatment. Are having difficulty in breathing, or fatigue, anemic. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. The use of Kyovik during pregnancy or breastfeeding is not recommended due to insufficient information in supporting of such usages. If there is a need to consider the use of this product during pregnancy, it should only be given in such condition if clearly needed. Ask your doctor about the risks and benefits involved. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any prescription medicine or any other medicines purchased from a pharmacy, health food store, or supermarket. Some medicines and Kivig may interfere with each other. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Kivig treatment. How is Kivig given? How much is given? Kivig is 8% solution, 100 mg per milliliter of human immunoglobulin, IgG for intravenous or subcutaneous infusion. Your doctor will decide how much Kivig will be given to you. Dosage will vary depending on your condition and your body weight. Each individual will receive a different dosage, which in itself may vary between doctor visits. Ask your doctor if you want to know more about the dose of Kivig you receive. Follow the instructions provided and use Kivig until your doctor tells you to stop. How is Kivig given? Kivig is given as an intravenous, into a vein, or a subcutaneous, under the skin infusion. Your doctor will decide which way is best for you. At the beginning of your infusion, you will receive Kivig at a slow rate. Depending on how comfortable you are, your doctor may then gradually increase the infusion rate. When given subcutaneously, the dose may be infused through several needles simultaneously. Do not exceed the recommended maximum amount given through each needle. If your doctor decides that you may administer Kivig yourself, your doctor or nurse will teach you how to prepare and give the infusion subcutaneously, under the skin. Do not attempt to administer Kivig yourself until you have been trained and understand the procedure and requirement of self-administration. There is an instruction leaflet for subcutaneous administration inside the box which describes the procedures involved. Ask your doctor any questions you may have about Kivig. If you use too much Kivig. If you think that you have used too much Kivig, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know during treatment with Kivig? Things you should do. Discuss with your doctor the progress you have experienced after the treatment, especially during the first few days. As Kivig is generally given in a hospital, your healthcare professional will take records of the progress and unexpected reactions. You must tell your doctor if you are planning to receive an immunization. Immunoglobulins may impair the effects of some virus vaccines such as mumps, rubella, and varicella for up to 6 months, and for a year or more to measles, rubella. Inform the immunizing physician of recent therapy with Kivig so that appropriate precautions can be taken. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist, or any other health professionals you visit that you are using Kivig, driving, or using machines. No information available. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Kivig affects you. Drinking alcohol. No information available. Looking after your medicine. Store at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Refrigerate. Do not freeze. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Keep the container in the outer carton to protect from light. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. Certain side effects, e.g., headache or flushing, may be reduced by slowing the infusion rate. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are under Kivig treatment. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. At the site of infusion. Redness. Warmth. Itching. Swelling. Mild or moderate pain. Bruising. During infusion. Headache. Migraine. Chills. Mild fever. Fatigue. Weakness. Nausea. Rash/hives. Increased heart rate. Abdominal pain. Dizziness/increased blood pressure. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. These generally go away within a few hours and are less likely after the first few infusions. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Fever or other signs of an infection. Chest pain or breathing problems. Night sweats. Reduced urination, sudden weight gain, or swelling in your legs. These could be signs of a kidney problem. Brown or red urine, fast heart rate, yellow skin, or eyes. These could be signs of a liver problem or a blood problem. Hives, swelling in the mouth or throat, itching, trouble breathing, wheezing, fainting, or dizziness. These could be signs of a serious allergic reaction. Bad headache with nausea, vomiting, stiff neck, fever, and sensitivity to light. These could be signs of irritation of the lining around your brain. Pain, swelling, warmth, redness, or a lump in your legs or arms. These could be signs of a blood clot. Chest pain, or trouble breathing, blue lips, or extremities. These could be signs of a serious heart or lung problem. What to do? Tell your doctor as soon as possible if you notice any of these side effects. This list includes serious side effects that may require medical attention. Tell your doctor immediately or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. This list includes very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Kyvig contains. Active ingredient. Human plasmid-derived immunoglobulin, IgG protein. Other ingredients. Glycine, water for injections. Potential allergens. Kyvig contains a small amount of immunoglobulin A. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Kyvig looks like. Kyvig is a clear or slightly opalescent and colorless or pale yellow solution. Do not use this medicine if you notice particulate matter or discoloration of the solution. Kyvig is available in single-use glass vials of 1 grams in 10 milliliters, Ostar 1-3-1-9-5-3. 2.5 grams in 25 milliliters, Ostar 1-3-1-9-6-6. 5 grams in 50 milliliters, Ostar 1-3-1-9-6-8. 10 grams in 100 milliliters, Ostar 1-3-1-9-6-9. 20 grams in 200 milliliters, Ostar 1-3-1-9-7-3. 30 grams in 300 milliliters, Ostar 1-9-8-4-8-8. Not all pack sizes may be distributed. Who distributes Kyvig? Kyvig is distributed in Australia by Takeda Pharmaceuticals Australia Pty Limited, Level 39, 225 George Street, Sydney, New South Wales 2000, Australia. Phone 1-800-012-612. This leaflet was prepared in May 2022. Kyvig is a trademark of Baxalta. Takeda and the Takeda logo are registered trademarks of Takeda Pharmaceutical Company Limited.